Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the ruler of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As you know, Advent is a time of preparation, a time for new beginnings, a time to refine our relationship with God in order to go deeper. And so during this Advent, Deacon Charles and I, as we mentioned last week, will be preaching on the theme of prayer. Because if we want to refine our relationship with God and go deeper, have a new beginning, prepare for this season, we really need to have deep quality personal prayer from the heart. It's an essential tool in order to make this happen. And today in the Gospel, we hear about the vocation of St. John the Baptist. And Scripture just puts it very simply and says, the word of the Lord came to John the Baptist in the wilderness. And then he went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance. So just a few things to note about that one statement. First, is it's describing, as I said, the beginning of the vocation of John the Baptist. And Scripture tells us that St. John the Baptist was living in the wilderness. So what was he doing living in the wilderness? Why did he choose to live there? Well, tradition tells us that St. John the Baptist went into the wilderness in order to prepare, in order to really open his heart. To get away from the noise, the hustle, the bustle, and the distractions of the world, in order to have a time of silence, solitude, so he could really pray and seek God's will for his life, to seek to know and to do what God's plan was for him. And then secondly, in this statement, we see that the word of the Lord, after a time of preparation, did come to him during his time in the wilderness, his prayer and solitude and silence, and reveal to him God's plan for his life. And then John the Baptist fully knew the purpose for his life. He found that pearl of great price. He found his vocation. And so one thing the Scriptures are indicating to us today is that taking time to be alone with God in prayer is essential if we want to come to know and follow God's call in our life. And so one of the most important tasks that parents have is to really teach their children how to pray and how to listen to God and to teach them that God has a call and a vocation and a purpose for their life. And it's a calling that, if they find it, will be perfectly suited to them, to their interests, to their strengths, to their desires, to their weaknesses. It will bring them peace and joy, and it will lead them to eternal life. And so finding the vocation that God calls them to is really that pearl of great price. But to find and follow it, they need to take time to be alone, time to talk to God from the heart, reflect on his word, to take some time each day to be in their own little wilderness for that reason. And then over time, God will gently mold their hearts, guide them, heal them, bring them deeper levels of conversion, enlighten and strengthen them. And when they're ready, He will reveal his plans for them and the reason and the purpose for their lives. Just this week, I heard a beautiful story from a parent who found a way to do this with her family. She said she tried to establish the tradition of family rosary after supper each evening with her kids, but she said it was hard. Her kids were rambunctious, full of energy, always anxious and biting at the bit in order to get outside and play. And when they did pray the rosary prayers, they said it more mechanically. So she decided to try something a bit new. She suggested that they pray only one decade of the rosary together after supper, but to do that one decade slowly and from the heart. And then to read about the mystery of that particular decade from the Bible, and to share with each other what they thought about it. So the idea of praying only one decade instead of the whole rosary, the kids enthusiastically endorsed. And she found that they actually began to look forward to sharing their ideas. And they were no longer biting at the gate in order to get out and go play. And they sometimes shared as a family, she said, up to an hour. And so she really was able to teach her children how to listen to God through his word and how to pray from the heart. And this is really a priceless gift that she was able to hand on to her children, because knowing how to listen to God, how to pray from the heart, that's essential in finding our vocation. And many people fail to find their true vocation in life because they don't know how to pray or how to listen to God speak to them, or they fail to take the time for it. And I have, you know, my own firsthand experience with that myself. When I was in high school and university, I had, you know, no idea what to do with my life. All I knew was that I had this desire to want to work with people and help them, but I had no idea how. And I remember once sharing these thoughts with a friend of my dad. And when I finished, he said, "Oh, that's a really great idea, Gary, but, you know, garbage men work with people and help people." And I remember thinking, well, that's not what I had in mind. And I also remember sharing my thoughts with a friend at university and how frustrated I was that I still did not know what to do with my life. And I asked her what she was planning, and she said, "Oh, I've just always known that since I was about 5 years old that I wanted to grow up and become a nurse." And she was in nursing school. And I remember thinking, well, how come you knew that all your life and I still don't know what I want to do? And here I am about 20 years old. And I almost felt a bit angry at her. And then during my time in high school and then in university and afterwards, at different points, I thought of trying to get into medical school, but that did not work out. I tried and did work for a year in a factory at Ford, but after a year, I thought, no, I don't want to do that the rest of my life. I went into business, but that didn't seem right. Then I looked at joining the RCMP, and that didn't sit or go anywhere. Then I went back to school and studied psychology, thinking I'd get a career in psychology, but that didn't quite fit. Then I looked at social work or teaching, and nothing was working out, and nothing was fitting. And after years of trying, and I was so frustrated. But then when I became a Catholic, one day it just dawned on me that all this time I had been trying to find my purpose in life on my own, and not once did I even think of asking God to show me his plans, to guide me. So I decided I would start to pray and ask God to show me. And it did take 5 years, but after 5 years I came to realize that I thought that God was maybe really calling me to the priesthood. And during those 5 years, I did receive a lot of graces that my heart needed before I could accept this calling. 5 years of taking time each day, a little bit of time each day, to pray, read, reflect on Scripture, learning to listen, they were essential. And God was slowly working in my heart to bring me to new levels of conversion, healing, and strength, so that after 5 years, I was not only able to accept the invitation to go to the seminary, but I was looking forward to it with joy. And God also worked slowly over time to prepare John the Baptist for his calling. Sometimes, if a person is ready, God will work very quickly. I remember years ago reading about a true story of a young lady who knew she was called to marry and have a family. But she was no success in finding the right person. Many of her friends were already married and she was still single. And one day, after breaking up with her most recent boyfriend, she came home really upset and very frustrated. She went to her room and she prayed and she said, "Lord, I'm tired of dating guys with whom I have no future. It's too painful. So I'm going to give up dating altogether. And I'm only going to go out with friends as a group. The next person I date, I really want it to be the man that I'm going to marry, the one you've chosen for me from all eternity. And to be certain that he is the one for me, I'm asking you to give me a sign, and I want it to be a blue rose." Why she asked for a blue rose, she doesn't know, but that's what she asked for. Well, the very next weekend, she went out to a party, just days later, with a group of friends. And during the evening, she met a guy named Michael. And she spent most of the evening with him talking and really enjoyed talking with him. They had a lot in common. He was a really nice guy. And over the course of the night, she noticed how incredibly blue his eyes were. They were the deepest, brightest blue color, she said, she had ever seen. And it was so bright, it was kind of distracting her. They had a great time, and at the end of the evening, he asked to see her again and asked her out. And she hesitated because she had just made that prayer to God about not dating. And then she, for some reason, said, "Well, I don't even know your last name. What's your last name? Do you know what his last name was?" Rose, yeah. His name was Michael Rose. So there it was, her blue rose. She had found her blue rose. And so today in the gospel, Jesus tells us, or the gospels tell us, that from the beginning of the vocation of John the Baptist, and we're told that in the beginning, it just simply says, the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. That's important, in the wilderness. It was only after he spent time alone with God in prayer and listening that he found his vocation. And it was after that he was then able to go into the region of the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance. He had found his pearl beyond all price. He had found his purpose and meaning in life, and he now embraced it with great enthusiasm. In my own case, I also spent years trying to figure out what to do with my life, but I was unsuccessful on my own. Only after I began to pray and set aside time each day for listening to the Word of God and praying did I eventually find my vocation. Sometimes God answers our prayers slowly because he can only reveal his calling to us after our hearts have received a certain amount of healing or conversion or strengthening. Other times, however, if a person is ready, he can reveal it very quickly. But the common denominator is that prayer and time alone with God, reflecting on his word and listening, is essential if we want to find our proper vocation in life. And once we found our vocation, if we want to know how God is calling us to go deeper, how to grow and be strengthened in it. Scripture says the Blessed Virgin Mary had a habit of pondering God's word and reflecting on his ways in her heart at all times. May she pray for us that we may also have a truly prayerful and listening heart.